this yet?
No, not really. But it, you know, it is time to kind of put it behind and move on. You know, we're focused on Cleveland this week, and that's a good, great thing about the NFL. Good game, bad game. You know, come Wednesday, you kind of put it behind you and move on and get ready for the next week.
Have you talked about it a lot, though? I mean, has it been some of your conversations wherever you go?
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
What's the weirdest one?
I wouldn't say there's been any weird ones. It's just been, you know, unbelievable. And, you know, just everywhere you go, people want to talk to you about it and text you about it. And it's been definitely a big subject of conversation.
How many times have you watched it?
Five or six. I make sure me and my five-year-old, we got into bed last night before he went to bed. So let's put this on. So it's kind of a good night little thing to watch before he goes to bed, put a smile on his face.
Did you see it live?
Oh, yeah. He saw it live.
What was his reaction to coming your way?
He just froze up, and he couldn't do anything. And then he gets emotional, so he got real emotional and he teary eyed. So that was pretty special.
Is he like, Dad's fast?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
A little edge over Larry now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got a little edge over Larry anyway. You know, Larry became so hot last year, and he was so into football, so Larry's still his guy, though.
What do you do for an encore now?
You know, just get better. You know, you got to kind of move on from that game and put it behind you and hopefully, you know, make more than one catch this game and, you know, make some third down plays. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here's what Kyle was saying, that you were in tough third down situations the whole game. So the idea is to, you know, have better first and second downs so you have more manageable third downs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just get momentum going, do better on first and second down so we can, you know, you allow yourself a better chance of completing those third downs and getting momentum and getting the drives, sustaining drives. And, you know, that's what you want to do as an offense.
What do you think of Brandon Marshall? I mean, I know he's a little rusty first time out. What do you think of him, though?
He played hard. He did some good things. I think, you know, he's just going to do better and better every week, the more reps he gets.
What is the biggest adjustment, do you think, after looking at the tape that you guys really need to make to be a little more efficient and explosive?
Just limit our mistakes. You know, that's the main thing is when you have a mistake by one person, then the next play another person making a mistake, it's hard to get in any kind of rhythm as an offense. So I think overall, if we just limit our mistakes and cut back on our mistakes, we'll be fine.
One of those was drop passes. I mean, you can't help drop passes. They're going to happen. But is there any, do you correlate it to giving you Kyle? He's throwing.
No. I mean, you know, ball's coming to you, you got to catch it, and that's just the bottom line. So it doesn't matter who's really throwing it. Just catch the ball. Yeah. It's just concentration and focus.
Sometimes you guys catch ones that we don't think you should be able to catch and drop the ones that look like easy ones.
Sometimes the easy ones, you know, you kind of you take your eye off of it for whatever reason, just because you think it's easy. Mm-hmm. So it's just focus and concentration.